Hey, it's amazing that you guys could stand that long or sit that long till I get over here. But I would like to say on behalf of the Campbell family, the Smith family, Trinity, Mother Francis Hospital. I tell you what, my God, when you say, Earl, you're welcome home, you're welcome home. I say it ain't so. But when you throw a party, you throw a party. And I hope, and I've done this at every level, I just kind of kept my mouth quiet and kept it to myself, that I hope I live up to what Trinity Mother Francis Hospital expects out of me. And I thank all of you all for coming, because you all could be doing something else. Now, let's get down to something. I have a 82-year-old Mrs. Campbell, and I have another Miss Campbell that buried our two boys. Unfortunately, one of the boys can't be here because he's Earl Campbell, or he wants to be Earl Campbell. And I tell you, there's been a lot said, and there's been a lot done. But I played with a great group of guys over the years at every level. And it all started at a little place called Jones Valley. And all of y'all here probably know her because she was our quarterback. Y'all know her by the nickname of GOAT. That was our quarterback. And I want you all to know that there ain't nothing can be done in life without that man up there. I never really say very much, except for to myself. I just look and listen all of the time. But I tell you what, he's a mighty good God. And he's not there just sometime. He's there all the time. And I learned that at Hopewell Valley Baptist Church many years ago from a lady called Ann Campbell. And I can remember when it was so many kids in the family, we'd go to the revivals, and somebody would urinate on himself, and we had these wooden floors in the church, and it'd go all the way down. But the deal in the family was, if you wanted to play football on Sunday after church with GOAT, you had to go to church on Sunday morning. And that is what it's all about. Everybody wonder, these two people over here, my wife and son, they've been wondering over the years, what's different about Dad? He's got a bad back, we understand that, but it's just something different. You ever met a person like that, that is just something different? Well, when I was right there on that football field, and a long time before that football field, God gave Lynn King a talent. He gave Michael Johnson a talent. He gave Larry Hartsfield a talent. But he says, you know, I'm going to pick one. Thank you, God. You picked a good one. This is my first son. His name is Christian Tyler. Christian. Earl Christian II. Did you know that little old girl I left here with in the ninth grade? This is her. Her name is Renee. And you know, there's a lot of things in life because people say this and people say that. And when we said I do to each other, I said, you know, I want to be with that lady when I'm gone. And I owe something to the city of Tyler. And David Smoke, when he came to interview me, I told him, and if you're big enough to say something, you got to be big enough to do this. I told him, I say, David Smoke, let me tell you something. The city of Tyler doesn't owe me anything. I doesn't owe the city of Tyler anything. I said that. But I'm going to tell you something. We are in debt to each other. I'm from here. I'm not afraid to say I'm sorry. I didn't really mean that. We owe each other something, if it's nothing but respect. Now, I want these young men that's going to play on our field over the years, take good care of it. Trinity Mother Francis, thank you so much for choosing a guy like me.